Liam, the fans have gone home happy. How good was that performance today?
Very good. You know, the win's good for the lads, you know, going into the start of the Christmas period. And obviously the four goals are an extra bonus.
You had to be patient, but when it did come, two good goals, well, one particularly good goal from Keelan Lavery in that first half.
Yes, certainly you've got to be patient because, you know, Hartlepool are a good team. You know, as you've seen the spells today, they can handle the ball. You know, they offer a threat up the top end of the pitch, and they do stick at it and they do make it work. So it's pleasing that the lads, you know, took on board again what we've been talking about through the week, and they produced again today.
And then in the second half, you kept possession and forced those two more openings.
Yes, we always felt, you know, they're going out in the second half, and, you know, with the players you've got on the pitch, built off a solid base, we always felt we could, you know, possibly get another, and luckily we got another couple.
And you mentioned the defence again. Hartlepool might have had one or two chances in total in that game today.
Yes, credit around the pitch, you know, off the back of the back four. You know, Clark has gone on instead of Christian as well and finished the job, you know, well for us off, you know, off the back of the centre halves, the two older midfielders, they stick to the task very well.
When you think of the likes of Adam McGurk on the bench today, you just seem to have such a great range of options going forward.
Yeah, I thought it was a very good, energetic, youthful bench today. You look through, I think the average age apart from Adam was like 18, I think, which is, it's good for the club. You only want them on the pitch, you want them to see them on there expressing themselves, and you know, long may that continue.
What's the most pleasing aspect of that performance?
That we won. You've got to win games. You know, people have had labelled a little tiny bit of criticism, you know, early on in the season regarding the games. Hopefully, you know, we've got the start of, you know, the campaign going into the new year. You know, I think the last two games are 6-0, 4-0, so hopefully we can keep that run going and score more goals here at Fratton Park.
Yeah, 10 in the last two, you throw in the Accrington game, and now suddenly you found that momentum at Fratton Park you've been looking for.
I think we've found a little bit of momentum in our play, in our fluency, you know, certainly in areas of the pitch. I personally feel like we can get a little bit better with a little bit more hard work, and the lads are on that page at the minute, so it's a good thing.
A negative Christian Burgess going off with a knock. What was the prognosis there? He looked like he's in quite a bit of pain.
Yes, at the minute it's not looking great. He's in there with the doctor and the physios now, so he'll be in a boot for the next couple of days, and I'm sure he'll get x-rayed and we'll have probably a better prognosis in the next couple of days.
Was it knee or lower leg?
No, it was his ankle. The lad caught him late coming out of the box.
Yeah, but the likes of Matt Clark on the bench is always covered there.
Yeah, different class. You know, you've, like I said last week, you know, people, you know, was asking about the centre arse with Jack Watmore coming back as well. You know, we're lucky at the club that we've got four very good young centre arse who have, you know, got a lot of ability and you know, they've got a lot about them.
Mark McNulty again at Fratton Park, obviously got a hat trick at last league game, nearly had one which led to the Gareth Evans goal, and a really composed finish for the four.
Yeah, I think you've seen small snippets of Mark. You know, he's clinical, he's a finisher. It's just things that I've said before. You know, we know Mark from, you know, being up north with you know, was at Chesterfield through Sheffield United, and you know, we know what he possesses, and you know, he as you're seeing, you know, regular at the minute.
Have you had the chance to look at the league table? If you're the sides around you dropping points?
No, I haven't. No, I always feel, you know, the gaffer's a big believer. As long as you look after yourself, you know, it doesn't really matter what other people do.
Final couple, you mentioned the bench, young, energetic. Was that selection, or was it the likes of Adam Parton? Was that the injuries, or was it, and Jaden Stockley not there as well?
No, it's all selection. You know, it's a squad. You were quite keen on, you know, keeping the squad tight. The lads are on to that. You know, over the Christmas period, I'm sure you'll see the starting 11 and the bench changing. It's important that they all stay together. You know, today it's a couple of the lads, Mark McNulty, you know, Keelan Lavery's day. You know, next week it can be Connor Chaplin, Adam McGurk, etc. So, you know, as long as we keep that group and they've got an understanding between them, which they seem to have, it's a good thing for Portsmouth.
Finally, you must feel you're in a really good place now heading into that important festive period.
Yeah, you always want a little bit of momentum, especially, you know, going over Christmas with the amount of games, and then, you know, going in the running further down the line. So it's important we just get our heads down, dust ourselves off tomorrow and work hard again.